Downstairs at the Marley House in Concord, a group gathers. This isn't your average group. They gather because they are advocates for fact, fighters for truth. They are the Granite State Skeptics, and this meeting is called Skeptic Camp. For most of the day, presenters and speakers offer their perspective on several topics.
So we've had Watching Woo and Living to Talk About It, and another one was How and Why to Make a Nail Bed.
That's Dale Roy. She's a member of the group and an organizer of the gathering.
Probability Basics for Skeptics. The Sugar Myth, that was a doctor, and he talked about the different kinds of sugar and how there's no such thing as a sugar high, and there's the dangers of high fructose corn syrup that's been shown on the ads or that you typically hear about aren't necessarily true. It's not that it's good for you, it's sugar, but there were some things that he was tackling that's untrue about it.
To be a skeptic, you support science. Empirical data and evidence are your sword, and your enemy is myth and rumor. Things like psychics and claims of miraculous healings are not just wrong, they should be challenged. The group is informal, chuckling along with presenters and fact-checking the entire time. In spite of that, the group is anything but boring or clinical.
So to continue on, it's Skeptical Story Time with Kitty Mervin.
Hi, everybody. I don't know if my name is enough, but I'll give it a try. The little boy who cried Chupacabra.
One of the presenters is Ethan Brown. His topic is called Mathemagic. Not to generalize here, but skeptics, as a whole, value things like math. What sets Ethan apart is that he's just 12 years old. You could call him a math whiz. He's a highly trained pupil of the books of Arthur Benjamin. Ethan is on stage, attempting to square a very large number. 7,462 times 7,462 in his head. As he begins, he explains some of his method, using a sort of word association to remember long strings of numbers.
55 million.
About a minute and a half later, Ethan pauses. Did he get it? He writes 55 on the whiteboard. And then follows it with a long string of numbers.
55,681,444.
7,462 squared in his head. Ethan and his father, Chris, drove up from Connecticut to take part in Skeptic Camp.
He's always liked math a lot. This kind of stuff that he's doing is something that he did learn through a lot of time and effort and practice. So he's always been good at math, just did well in school, and enjoyed it quite a bit.
There's so many cool patterns, and, I mean, mathematics is almost a puzzle, and so many proofs and equations that, like, when you see them, it's just really cool. I mean, I actually started a blog a couple of months ago called Cool Math Stuff, where I just show all these different things that I really like about math.
Ethan first showed off his talents a few years ago at a school talent show. He said his math teacher tried to take the credit after the fact. The Granite State Skeptics follow the lead of people like the James Randi Educational Foundation, a group started to, quote, promote critical thinking by reaching out to the public and media with reliable information about paranormal and supernatural ideas. Paranormal investigators, psychics like Jonathan Edwards, and even chiropractors claiming health benefits from subluxation are all flatly refuted. Some of those ideas are not well received by everyone. Take, for instance, this exchange, when I asked Dale about homeopathic medicine versus vaccinations. Vaccinations are squarely supported, but homeopathy is not.
Vaccines are kind of almost homeopathic in a way. You're already questioning me saying that. What do you feel about, like, homeopathic type medicine, if you will?
I'm questioning you because you used the word homeopathic and that vaccines aren't homeopathic. Right. Okay. And are you taking damaged virus or inactive virus and you're injecting them in and it doesn't take a lot, sure, but you just need that body to get that immune response. And what homeopathy is you take the substance that causes the illness and then you dilute it down. And
I can see you've done some research on this yourself.
Just a little.
Well, bite my tongue.
Still, there is wiggle room. The group stays away from religion and politics, and members kind of all get their mulligan, that idea that they can't back up with data or experts, but they just believe in.
What about love?
What about it?
There's no empirical data for that, right?
Well, I'm married, and from what I can tell, I love him, and I'm still with him, and... Well, I suppose if I just eat a lot of chocolate while I'm around him, I'd feel better, too, so... So I would categorize love as maybe one of those things we don't necessarily think of, either.
I guess it just proves even the most skeptical of skeptics can fall for that thing that none of us can really explain. For Word of Mouth, I'm Adam McHugh.
Those fingers in my hair, that sly come hither stare, that strips my conscience bare, it's witchcraft.